Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment is sponsored by BarbecueAuthority.com, Chicagoland's number one barbecue shop. Chicagoland's number one barbecue shop is Barbecue Authority in Lisle. Top brands, a large selection of rubs, sauces, grills, smokers, pizza, ovens, and outdoor kitchens. Veteran-owned Barbecue Authority is your authority on all things barbecue. Go to BBQAuthority.com.
Now, wait a second.
They're going to intentionally walk him.
On 1 and 2?
Yep.
What are you doing?
When was the last time you saw somebody intentionally walked on 1 and 2?
Didn't happen often.
What are you doing?
They're going to put Turner on intentionally here with a 1 and 2 count. They go lefty-lefty for Souza with Muncy. Even Freeman saying.
Wow. What did they say? Did it hit? Maybe they did. That's an intentional walk there?
Yeah.
Doing?
Wow, that's you man. Tony, what are you doing? Is that, I heard that.
What do you think you're doing?
Max Muncy, 1 for 3 and a big 2-out double in the fifth.
2 and 2. Left field. Pollock is back at the track and the wall, and that's up and out of here.
High fly ball the other way. Pollock's going back. It's gone. 3-run home run for Max Muncy. They put Trey Turner on intentionally with a 1 and 2 count, choosing to go Souza Muncy, and he makes him pay with an opposite field 3-run shot.
Tony, what are you doing?
Oh, I think I'm gonna cry.
Make me a bicycle clown.
What's up? What's going on? I'm Mark Grody in for Lawrence Holmes today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hope you are doing well. There's just so much going through my head during the intro, and I realize that one of my favorite things is, and I probably have been guilty of it in my career since I did baseball intensely for 3 years, doing pre and post for the Cubs, even doing some play-by-play myself and some analyzing of baseball, that there's a funny tone that we speak in, that baseball announcers speak in when they are being critical of baseball players because of the 4-hour yarn of baseball. There's a pacing to it. You can't talk fast and loud and necessarily. So there's this very, watching a game here, very enjoyable, very nice. And then the tone of, not really sure if Tony should have done something like that. A 1-2 count. I'm not really sure if that's the right thing to do. So it is like this great benefit that baseball announcers have that nothing that they say really comes across as caustic or pointed. That is left up to us, essentially. Those of us who talk about sports and those of us who write about sports, the baseball announcer, just get to kind of point it out in a sing-songy sort of way where they're really not offending anybody, but they are definitely, it's definitely an all points bulletin to let's get to this thing that's happening right here. However we can, we're going to do it in a really nice way. It's going to be a very organized fashion, but we will get people there and nobody's going to be mad at us for pointing it out. But we pointed it out. Wink, wink. Go to work, post game shows. Go to work, score. Go to work if you are writing about it. And that's what everybody has done since yesterday. I will stand by what I was saying to Dan Bernstein about this. This does, as horrible as it feels, and it does feel horrible, everything that happened yesterday, it actually does move the White Sox a step closer to no longer having Tony La Russa as their manager. Does it mean that they're close to it? No. I would say that they're probably not close to it yet, but even though it doesn't seem like it, these things have to be noted. And I do believe that, of course, I do understand what everybody has said, and I've probably said some version of it as well. At this point, it's Tony La Russa's game, and Jerry Reinsdorf does not want to in any way, shape, or form fire this man again, and he is here as long as he would like. One would have to suspect that Jerry Reinsdorf thought to himself logically at some point in time, he's not going to want to stay 10 years, right? So this wouldn't be something where I would have to step in and I will let him call his shots unless he does something illegal while he's with the team or some sort of insubordination beyond baseball. Then he is staying here as the manager unless, you know, the White Sox get to like 30 games under 500 or something like that. But there has to have been, even when they had their behind-the-scenes conversations, there had to have been in the mind of Jerry Reinsdorf, and maybe even in Tony La Russa, there had to have been some sort of discussion about the end game. How does this end? Jerry Reinsdorf talking one-on-one to Tony La Russa, and this is just my version of it. I would love for you to manage the White Sox again when or if the time becomes right again. I would like to see that happen. And at some point in time during that conversation, they have to discuss how it would end. And there's Jerry Reinsdorf probably saying something like, I am not going to fire you again. That is not going to be on my watch again. I'm not going to have the rest of my life I'm the guy that fired Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa twice in my career. But there has to have been something beyond that where there's a couple agreements maybe like along the way. Like I said, the insubordination stuff is obvious, that part. But the rest of it, there had to be, you know, Tony La Russa saying, you know, this is not something I want to do for more than 3 years. Maybe there is an exact amount of time that Tony La Russa said that he would do it for. That is possible, or maybe I'm dreaming, or maybe there is. It's like, okay, you get a 3-year window. After 3 years, then you either resign or you're out or whatever the case may be. So that said, there's no way he would fire him in the window of it unless the errors continue to be egregious. I have a hard time believing that if these continue, and here we are with, as I described it, another tornado where everybody is again knocked down, game is affected, there is destruction and anger in the fan base, and then you rebuild everything, and everything is good again, and then the Sox win 2 out of 3, and maybe Tony La Russa actually does something that people like sticking up for Tim Anderson. And then a couple weeks later, you see the tornado warning, and then the tornado hits again, and again. And how many tornadoes can the White Sox endure? That's the question. Before people in the White Sox organization are starting to look beyond their security. You know what I mean? Like, because it sounds like a lot of guys have a lot of security over there. but maybe look beyond it and say, hey, there's some integrity going on here. Something needs to be fixed. And if it's not fixed, then I don't want to be part of it. And I actually just want to be on record that it's something that I believe needed to be fixed. So if at the very least, at the very least, here, these are my exact succinct thoughts about what has gone on here with the White Sox, and I am now on record for it. Like, some of those people eventually would have to step up for their own integrity and for the integrity of the White Sox organization. There was a lot of humor in all of this yesterday as well. And I have had all this time to take it in. Yesterday, I was sitting at home on my couch. It was, I don't remember what time it was, sometime between 1 and the end of the White Sox game. And I didn't know I was hosting, actually. I had no idea. And I received a call from Ryan Porth, who is the assistant program director here at The Score. And the call's going through. A lot of times we just text. And so the call's going through. I was like, oh, this is something. This is something. Guess I got to pick this up. Something happened. Am I going to work now? Is this my last day? Something happened. So I pick up the phone, and he just said, without giving you the rest of the details, just said, hey, can you work Lawrence's show Friday and Monday? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I had just seen the three-run homer hit in this game. And I'm watching, you know, somewhat intently, but I'm doing other stuff around the house. So I see the three-run homer hit by Max Muncy, and I'm talking to Ryan Porth, and he said, oh, did you see what and I thought he was going to ask about the Muncy homer. Did you see what Tony La Russa just did before that Muncy home run? He just walked a guy with a 1-2 count. And I'm like, oh, boy. So I was like, well, looks like everybody's going to have a topic from this moment on.
Tony, what are you doing?
For the next 24 hours. And I've been listening a lot, and there's been a lot of great audio. But that... And I've had to, like, go through it in my head, and I have evaluated all of the audio, and I have decided, instead of bringing it all back to you, that was the best part right there. Ray, play again. This is the fan.
What are you doing?
That is the best piece of audio of all of it. This clearly picked up fan at the White Sox game, having the knowledge, the thought base, beyond what Tony La Russa was thinking or saying. And I need it again, Ray. I need one
Tony!
More.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Just switch the samples, Tony!
What are you doing?
What if you don't eat your meat, you don't get any pudding? Tony! 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 Jesse! Tony!
What are you doing?
You falsified your research, Tony! You knew what you were doing!
Tony!
You knew what was up!
Tony!
You've done it again! So that was my favorite piece of audio from the entire thing. And there were, like I said, that was not easy for me to come up with that as the number one. But something, because there's just so much great. The baseball tone we talked about earlier. Really, they're doing that? Okay. And just so much goodness. But that is number one. Coming up next here on the Lawrence Holmes Show, we are going to talk to Paul Sullivan, columnist for the Chicago Tribune. Coincidentally, wrote an article about A.J. Pierzynski before the game, before any of this stuff went down, and he was talking to AJ specifically or mostly about his desire or not to manage someday, and maybe the White Sox. So, yeah, this is a really good time to talk to Paul Sullivan, which we'll do next here. I'm Mark Rohde at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Tony! What are you doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
I'm still trying to figure out why Kopech wasn't in the game one hitter earlier. I know Rodon has owned Correa through his career. But you get Kopech up for that moment. You don't wait until you're behind in the game. If I'm Tony La Russa, I have Kopech in that game to get that guy out.
Right? Bases
loaded to get Correa out. Now you bring him in, and now Gurriel's thinking, man, this is just gravy, right? If I get a hit here, we're up 4-1. We're thinking about Boston Red Sox possibly. I know it's early in the game, but if it's me, I have a righty ready for that moment. You got to think ahead, right? So, and they have a full bullpen. They have Kopech. They have Lynn, who's down there. They have Tapera. They have all these righties that are ready to go.
That is the voice of A.J. Pierzynski during Game 4 of the ALDS last year. A man, A.J. Pierzynski, a former White Sox player who has not been afraid to criticize managers in general. And that does not leave out Tony La Russa, whose criticism 4 is warranted by the masses, and that is what has been happening mostly today, based on a decision to intentionally walk a guy with a 1-2 count with a guy on second base, and the next guy comes up lefty on lefty and, of course, hits a 3-run homer. I thought it was interesting that before any of this happened, I was reading the Tribune online. I saw a piece by Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune, obviously, and he had comments from A.J. Pierzynski, and just kind of he was there. He was at the ballpark because he's an ambassador, and Paul Sullivan just talking to him about what's going on with him, broadcasting, potentially managing someday, maybe with the White Sox, you know, who knows. And so I just thought that was interesting in itself, because I had actually heard A.J. Pierzynski on the radio that day as well during the actual broadcast of the game, and just enjoying his time, like wanting to stay longer in the booth with Len and DJ, which I thought was interesting. I'm like, let's get Paulie on to talk about A.J. Pierzynski and what he learned from him yesterday. So that said, Paul Sullivan, Chicago Tribune, joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What say you, Paul Sullivan? How are you, man?
Oh, I couldn't be better, Groat. You know, one of those days where you wake up and you're like, wow, this is really a good time to be a sports writer in Chicago.
Yeah, or a sports talker in Chicago. We've all got it on a platter.
Or a sports fan.
Or a sports fan, yeah. It's part of the package. Anger and angst is part of the package. And, Paul, obviously I set it up that you were writing about A.J. Pierzynski, and I do want to discuss him more. But I do want to ask you, just what are your thoughts first about what Tony La Russa did yesterday strategically and the reaction to it by both Tony La Russa and everybody else?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's anyone that's defended him yet, so I'm not going to do that. I don't think it's, it's a crazy move. If before the at bat, you say, okay, there's a guy in second. I'm going to intentionally walk him for Muncy. That, you know, that makes sense. But the fact that he just, you know, got two strikes after the wild pitch, guy goes to second, and then he decides to do it. You know, that had everyone scratching their heads, not just the writers. It was everyone in the stands and basically everyone. I don't know. I would like to find the person defending it besides him. And then the post-game press conference just, I think, exacerbated the situation because he was so defensive and pretended like, you know, how in the world can anyone question this when everyone in the world was questioning it? So just very bizarre. And, you know, it's really just another brick in the wall. I mean, you were talking about that song. It was another brick in the wall.
Yeah. If you don't eat your meat, you don't get any pudding.
So if you can splice that guy saying that about Tony into that song, I don't know whoever does your audio, but the opening there was brilliant, whoever did that. I'd like to hear that again.
Ray Diaz, ladies and gentlemen.
Ray.
Tony! What are you doing?
You switched the samples!
I mean, that's going to live in history here. If that guy comes out and reveals himself, that would be hilarious. But no, I'm just like everyone else, like you, just mystified and enjoying it, enjoying the aftermath, I guess.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's true that some of this is enjoyable. There is no doubt about it. All right, let's get on to AJ Pierzynski, and I do need to make clear to people that Paul wrote this story or angled this story before anything happened with Tony La Russa in this game, with the incident, the felony that occurred with Tony La Russa. So I just want to make that clear as we talk about AJ Pierzynski and potentially managing.
Yeah.
Did you get the feeling that, though, AJ Pierzynski is angling to someday be the next manager of the Chicago White Sox?
I mean, he's not going out there looking for it, but I definitely, if Reinsdorf called him, he'd definitely listen. I just happened to run into him at the park he was in the Dodgers dugout, and said, hey, you want to talk? And we met up later, and, you know, he knew what I was, you know, the narrative was and what I was going for, and okay. I knew that he had wanted to manage. I did a story on him when he was a player about managing, so it's not like a new topic. And, you know, there's the sensitive nature of talking about a job that's not open. But, you know, it wasn't like he said Tony's leaving anytime soon. He knows the relationship with Reinsdorf and Tony, and that he says, you know, he talks to Tony. He says he's come to work with a smile. He loves his job, and but he was kind of saying that, you know, down the road, if, you know, Tony's not going to last forever, he's 77. So that's what he was going for. And I wrote my story and then posted it online, like you said. I went down into the stands and sat in the seats for the Dylan Cease meltdown. And people were getting pretty upset by then. And then by the time the stuff with Muncy happened, I was back in the press box. So it was really interesting, and then the post game was pretty good too. So, you know, you can say what you want about Tony La Russa, but you know, no one's talking about the Cubs today. They're playing the Yankees. They're playing Anthony Rizzo is playing against
that's
the
right.
Cubs in New York.
Oh my God!
And no one is talking about it because of Tony La Russa. So, you got to give him credit for that.
Is that a huge win for you? Like when you write that story, it's like you didn't do it intentionally, but it kind of works perfectly as a sidebar at that point. Like, hey, here's another guy that could be the Sox manager someday.
No, because the joke in the press box is that's just part of my like 50-part series on firing Tony La Russa. The Sox can't fire Tony La Russa. Who would be the next candidate if they could fire Tony La Russa? You know, it's just I do write about Tony a lot because you know, he has a lot of interest in Chicago and people like reading about him. The national anthem thing a couple weeks ago, yeah. I thought that was fascinating, even though I didn't totally agree with his thoughts. But I like the fact that he feels strong enough that he can, you know, say whatever he wants. And, yeah, he's just an interesting baseball guy. And I don't really care whether you know, he agrees with me or I agree with him. It's just that he's an interesting guy to write about.
The White Sox have had a history of hiring managers that probably no other teams would hire. And I say that, and my example would be Robin Ventura. I don't think anybody else was interested in hiring Robin Ventura as a manager. Ozzie Guillen. I don't think anybody else was going to give Ozzie Guillen, quite frankly, a chance. At that raw moment, nobody was going to give him a chance. Probably the same.
He wound up with Miami, so you can't say no one would hire him.
Okay. That's true, but that's post-White Sox. So I'm saying at that time. But I guess, yeah, to your point, he eventually, yes, was hired again. Tony La Russa is probably another example of that. I don't know that anybody else was going to hire Tony La Russa. So the question is, do you think other teams will be interested in hiring A.J. Pierzynski as a manager at some point in time, other than the White Sox?
I don't know. That's a good question. I thought you were going to ask me if another team would hire La Russa after he left the Sox.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that. Well, that'd be a really lousy question, Sully. Yeah.
I don't know. I think AJ would be good with any team, really. Personally, he knows baseball and he's an interesting guy. I think he would be better with the White Sox because of his relationship with the fans and. He is a very well-loved person on the South Side, and he gets along with Reinsdorf, which is obviously important. So I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't work anywhere else, but I've seen other guys go from the booth to the manager's office, and David Ross wasn't getting anyone else interested in him when he was hired by the Cubs. And would he work anywhere else? I don't know.
Yeah, we're definitely in an era. For the last 5 years, probably, where it is truly a hand-selecting process going on where they target somebody, and a lot of times it's first-time managers or guys who, have just finished playing that they become the rookie controllable man. Hey, you watch Yadier Molina, Sully. You've covered him for years. He's going to be a manager in his first year. I got my own conspiracy theory that he takes over as the Cardinals manager after this year.
That wouldn't be surprising, or Pujols for that matter.
Yeah, or both.
And you also look at the La Russa thing with Reinsdorf. They're very sensitive about that because, they do have a general manager who built this team and did a great, you can't say a great job because they haven't won anything yet, but did a very good job to this point. And, he didn't have a say in the manager, but the same thing happened in Anaheim with the, Artie Moreno picking Joe Maddon, and of course that didn't work out. He eventually fired him last week. But I think a lot of times owners have a lot more say in these things than they let on.
Have you heard from Maddon at all, or talked to him, or maybe I missed something?
Just hang in there. One of those deals just by text. I haven't talked to him, but. I'm not sure of all the circumstances there. It just seems like there had to be something else because, teams go through bad streaks in a season, but they were still in a wild card race. And they were just a couple weeks ago, they were like 10 games over and everyone was happy. So,
yeah.
It just, that one makes me wonder, but I'm sure he'll resurface somewhere down the road.
Paulie, thanks for your time. Get back to enjoying the big story for the rest of the day.
Okay, and I'm telling you, if you put that guy's voice with another brick in the wall at the end of another, it would be a classic, a score classic.
You and I have produced something today, I believe, Sully. Thank you very much.
Get Ray on it.
Ray, he is smiling. He's got his thumbs up right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Radio.
All right.
Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune. You like that, Ray? When people have suggestions for you?
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
I like it.
I bet that's a producer favorite. Hey, here's what your producer ought to do, all right? Tell your producer back there that he needs to do this. No, but I like, hey, Paulie was picking up on something that I was doing, the Pink Floyd. That is a deep cut for all you youngsters out there, maybe this doesn't mean anything to you, but when I say if you don't eat your meat, you don't get any pudding, you either know that line or you don't. Maybe at the end of the show I will reveal the actual meaning, but you either know it or you don't, or you can look it up, so I don't even have to talk about it. Tell you what, we need to take a break, and then we will continue discussing the felony that was committed on the South Side yesterday with the Chicago White Sox. We will talk to Josh Nelson of the Sox Machine next on the Lawrence Holmes Show. I'm Mark Grody filling in on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.